Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. You know, since football season is coming, I mean, technically it started. We're in preseason games. I think we're playing the 49ers this weekend. Do I have that right?
Let me check.
I think yeah. I mean, it's not super consequential because the actual season has not started, but the influx of Packers news, and I'm sure how much we will be talking about the Packers. I think I care more about the Packers than you. I feel like you care just because you work in news, but not because it really is an emotional hold over you.
I don't like sports balls. I understand the value. I understand what it does economically. I understand the joy and pride, but I still believe that our priorities are screwed up.
That's fair.
You know, I wish we respected our teachers and valued our teachers as much as we do with people who play with balls.
Fair.
That's just my opinion. But yes, I like them to win. Of course you want them to win. I sang on the Pack Arena, for heaven's sakes. This is well before your time. Yes.
We have to bring that back.
Oh, yeah.
So this will be the first of many headlines, if you want to call it that, that Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, will make, that we will talk about on this show. But yesterday, some clips were going around the internet that Barstool Sports, which, for those who don't know, Barstool is a controversial media company. It's sports and pop culture, and depending on who you ask, it's a little misogynist sometimes.
Yeah, that was the word I was going to use.
But one of their sports podcast hosts, known as Big Cat, also his real name is Dan Katz, very funny Twitter follow. He is a big, I think he went to Wisconsin, so he's a big Badger sports fan, but he's from Chicago, so big Bears fan. And so,
torn loyalties.
Yes. And so he is the host of a podcast called Pardon My Take. And he got to interview Aaron Rodgers yesterday. And this clip, I sent this immediately to all of my friends who are Bears fans, because I feel like this is exactly how they would feel if they got to see Aaron Rodgers in person. The joy and yet nervousness this guy has as he's getting to say this to Aaron Rodgers face to face is priceless.
Truly, is it hard for you as a Bears fan that some of your greatest moments are cheering against me when the Bears aren't playing?
Very good question. No, it's actually great, because what I've told everyone is I'm very realistic about the Bears. Not a great franchise. Just don't do the right things for the most part. Every year I look forward to the playoffs and the game that you're going to lose. And I've told this story on the air, but like when you guys lost to San Francisco this year, we were watching the game in New Jersey, drove back to Brooklyn, and I listened to Tauscher, ESPN Wisconsin, sat for 3 hours listening to callers be like, blow up Lambeau, get 12 out of here, we need to build a dome, this team isn't built for the outside. And that was the highlight of my NFL season. And I have no problem saying that, because I know I'm a loser. That's the best part. I've come to grips with the fact that I'm a loser. So yes, watching you lose in the playoffs is that's my Super Bowl. And I've won a lot of Super Bowls, if you do it that way, more than you.
So pretty bold.
Yeah.
Pretty bold to say that straight to the reigning MVP champ.
But he's so zen now.
He's so zen after that ayahuasca.
Right, exactly. That nothing bothers him.
Except this bothered him a little bit. And so this is also, it was pretty, you know, because on the one side, we all as fans very much appreciate having a quarterback as legendary as Aaron Rodgers. Also as fans, many of us last year were not thrilled about his indignation when it came to not getting vaccinated, but in, kind of insinuating that he had. And on the same podcast episode, they kind of called him out for it.
People say, oh, well, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
But how many people do you think you killed? What's your count?
How many grandmothers? Let's just do grandmothers.
I don't find that part funny. I really don't.
Yeah, he wasn't laughing about that.
He was not laughing. No. I mean, he laughed a little bit, but then he was like, he tried to call it out. But I kind of respect him for being like, hey, like, this is the consequence of what you did. Like, you could have gotten your teammates sick as when he got sick. And
well, and as you said, he implied it may not have been an outright.
What was his word? Inoculated?
Inoculated. Something.
I've been inoculated.
Something squishy. Yeah. You know, so he couldn't be pinned down about it. And, well, and I think that's kind what of bothered
on the,
people.
And it's kind of some on some of the journalists that when he kind of did the sleight of hand with his words in that press conference, no one held him to it. No one had a follow-up question.
Right.
It's like, wait, why did you use that word?
Yep.
And so there's not really much to say besides it was just a pretty entertaining. As someone who is now has a show, and I would hope can get over my need to be liked enough to ask questions as pointed as those were, or be able to say those kinds of things.
You make a good point.
To the person who you are interviewing, I watch that and I say kudos, because I don't know. You know, when you're in the face of someone who is arguably the best still playing quarterback, and you have the nerve. The nerve to say those things to his face, and like don't think he's going to walk out of the interview, is like, that's what means you're good at your job.
Well, and they want him to come back.
Well, and that's other. Who's the guy? He's always whose podcast he goes on like every week where he.
It's not Joe Rogan, is it?
No, it's it's where he broke. He always goes and gives like the real story of how he feels, because this guy never pushes him on anything. He always just like kind of lets him say whatever he wants because he wants him to come back.
Sure.
And so it's this very like squishy, soft interview that mostly is just a platform for Aaron Rodgers to say whatever he wants, instead of doing it in a press conference where someone might actually have a real follow-up question.
It's always nice to go to a friendly audience.
That's true.
You know, nice safe space.
So are we going to strive to not be a friendly audience and just hope that people come back?
Well, we're going to have a meeting after the show.
Yes.
About this.
Who do we want to be as Ascos, Wisconsin? All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to have we're going to talk about Bronzeville Week, which maybe both you and I at one point in our life did not know what Bronzeville even was.
But and I've lived in Milwaukee for most of my life.
And there's a deep history there. And we are so excited to talk about the celebration of the neighborhood, celebration of the culture. So come back in just a minute to Ascos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.